As the beloved Kuhyume speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty I Am Presence to bless him, pour our love to him without limit, and thank him for every effort he has made to help set mankind free and stand the guard until they are free. Beloved ones of my heart, in bringing you assistance today, in endeavoring to set you free, we must begin the use of greater powers, which we want you to use when it is safe for you to use them. And in drawing forth more of the powers of the higher mental body into the use of the outer self, the demand of the cosmic law is for greater purity, that there may be the greater strength by which those powers are used only constructively. The purity in itself is the strength on the power of protection for the use of the greater attributes and powers from the higher mental body into the use of the outer self, because those powers have to come through the human intellect. And unless it is kept purified and free from pictures of impurity, it would impose those pictures upon the greater powers that the presence releases. The same thing is true of the feeling world. Unless the energy in the feeling of the outer self is kept purified, whatever love and feeling the higher mental body releases into your outer use to produce instantaneous fulfillment of your calls, if that energy is not kept purified, then the fulfillment of your calls would contain the desecration and the distortion of what is in the energy of your feeling. So in using the greater powers of life, which we so much need through unascended beings to help save the nation, it is imperative that the outer self of each one be compelled to be purified. Otherwise, we cannot loan you our use of these greater powers, which contain terrific energy, unless we know positively that the energy in your own feeling world and your own intellect is free from the pictures and the feelings of that which is of human discord. Now, people think it is not too important if they flare 1 minute and apparently go on easy the next. But my dear ones, do you know how distorted the photograph is? If you photograph one picture on top of another, can you use either one? Well, this is identically the same condition. If you want the purity and perfection and master control of the higher mental body into your outer physical affairs, then the intellect must be free from wrong pictures and the acceptance of the limitations of the outer world, and your feelings must be free from the irritation and all the human feelings that are but a distortion of the feeling that must come through the picture if it is to live and become a physical condition. So in entering in to the demand for the use of the greater powers of the mighty I Am Presence in outer physical action to hold greater protection around you and to hold greater victory for you in your business affairs, in any activity concerning your nation, and in all your outer activities. The paramount thing, my dear ones, is to purify the mind and keep it free from all pictures that are not the pictures of the perfection you want to act for you in the physical world. And the energy in the feeling must be kept free from everything that is not the purity and the love from the higher mental body that is the pure life which you have to give into outer conditions if your calls are to be fulfilled. And so, if you will take a very firm stand to refuse to accept any pictures from the world around you of that which does not bless you with perfection, and you refuse to accept any feelings from anywhere that are not the eternally pure feelings from your mighty I Am Presence, then it begins to clear the way for us by your conscious command. Then we can intensify in and around you the release of our power, our protection, and our love to you to carry you forward in very much quicker, victorious action in any outer activity that you desire to bring forth, so long as it be constructive and fulfills the divine plan. Mankind hear these words, and the intellect comprehends a little of the mighty intelligence that has been released for their use, that they may have freedom. And you have at times felt our love very powerfully come in and around you, settle a disturbance, and hold you at ease for your healing and for the accomplishment of your outer activities. But my dear ones, you have forgotten to use the forbidding power of your higher mental body, your mighty I Am Presence, that forbids the outer intellect to accept destructive pictures and forbids the feeling to register any destructive feeling. You have got to control the energy of both the mind and the feeling. And when every day you rise up and use the authority of your mighty I Am Presence to forbid any imperfection to register in your mind or your feeling or your body or your affairs, if you forbid it entrance, then in a short time you can lock the door against anything touching your world that would cause you disturbance. This is necessary in the use of many powers that are going to be required to handle situations in the physical, outer daily activities that will become very disturbing if you are not master of yourselves and the atmosphere about you. Because I tell you with no uncertainty, There are forces within your borders that are determined to slay everything that is of the Christ, determined to desecrate everything that is right. Are those unfortunate individuals whose accumulation of evil is criminal insanity, and unfortunately, they are in positions of trust from the people by their frightful deceit, are desecrating everything within your borders that is of God. So we need every one of you purified and strengthened and controlled as powerfully as possible in order to release these powers of protection and greater perfection in and around you, that you may hold them as an anchorage of safety for others of the outer world who are trying to do that which is constructive and who want to, but who are constantly interfered with by these destructive creations. So you become a guardian presence for the nation, as well as a greater guardian presence for yourselves, as you demand this, which we have called to your attention, and I assure you, we will give you every possible help to make you as pure and as strong as possible as you take your stand and use the forbidding power of your own blessed I Am presence and exert that authority over the conditions in the world about you. And if I were you, I would take a strong command to this effect at night before you let the body go to sleep. You can forbid those destructive suggestions coming near the body or touching your mental or feeling world. And if you will give a sharp command at night before the body goes to sleep, that not only will register in the energy of the body and the atmosphere about it, but it makes a very intense record in your etheric body and your feeling world, your emotional body, as you leave the body in sleep. And that becomes a protection for you wherever you are going during the hours the body rests. It repels destructive suggestions in the atmosphere of Earth, both against your mind and against your feelings. And it enables you to feel more and more your master authority on the right of control that you have over all conditions that affect the body or the affairs of your outer activities. Now, in a wider degree, you can do the same thing in your decrees for the nation. You can call to us to forbid these forces to touch your people or your land. That great command has got to go forth to life. We are the focus of the sacred fire that faces those destructive conditions and forbids their approach. But you need to call our forbidding presence of such blazing light that no destruction dare approach. Call the forbidding presence of our sacred fire to blaze with such intensity that no destructive force can approach your borders or your land or the atmosphere over your land. We are not afraid of the hordes of evil. And our sacred fire, I assure you, is a very powerful warning to them to return to their cause, for they can't pass through. We have been watching this for a long time. And if you will begin to use that phrase, I am the forbidding sacred fire of the ascended host that forever drives back everything human from my being and world. I tell you, precious ones, we can set into action certain powers of the sacred fire to simply abide around you. The moment something destructive would try to approach, there would be a flash of flame go out. They wouldn't approach any nearer. In fact, most of them would cease to be. So I trust I may help you with this as you enter in to the fierce determination to forbid anything in your mind, forbid anything in your feeling that is not our invincible victory of the sacred fire and our perfection of your eternal freedom. You move into outer conditions, issue these commands at night before you go to sleep, and repeat them in the morning when you awaken. And you will be surprised at the perfection each day will yield you as you do this as a matter of habit. And even in the middle of the day, something occurs, you take the same command. I am the forbidding sacred fire of the ascended host of light. This shall not be, whatever it is to be destructive. You use that. And if you happen to see the sacred fire or something else does, be unconcerned. The sacred fire can't hurt anything that is right. But it can certainly prevent the approach of that which is wrong. So may you be the forbidding presence of the ascended master's sacred fire blazing round you its command to life. And wherever you abide, establish that and recognize it and use it and demand its expansion for your victory and the freedom of your nation. This can be called forth around your blessed ones in the national defense. Try to recognize that as you use the blue flame presence of the Master Jesus, that you qualify as the forbidding presence of the cosmic Christ to prevent the approach of that which is destructive. It will be a powerful protection to you all. It is not difficult to remember. You will soon feel a tremendous uplift and a greater release and feeling of your own power as you use it to hold greater protection around you while the power of greater purity increases within you. So, as we go forward, I trust various powers of your higher mental body may be drawn into your outer daily activities, of which you will be completely aware as it controls conditions around you and holds you undisturbed by anything that you contact. You want to increase this protection and your awareness of the greater powers from your higher mental body that we want to bring forth now to blaze greater light within the nation and forever compel the destructive forces that have intruded themselves to face their own annihilation. So may you feel the love of our own invincible command to life enfold you. And I bear to you the love of my beloved brother, Moria, in the fullness of the authority that is his, for he is every inch a commander and a forbidding presence to the hordes of darkness that have felt his power of the blue flame many times to their complete annihilation. I bear to you his love for your protection and freedom as well as my own. Thank you so much. Beloved Kutyumi, thank you for your love today, and may the forbidding presence of that sacred fire that comes under your control enfold us from tonight and issue that command to everything that is of the shadows and forbid it to approach. The brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape. We ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such forbidding presence of the sacred fire that wherever we abide, we are insulated forever against all that is of destruction. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in the sacred fire of your own heart's unfed flame and charge it with your forbidding command to that which is of the shadows to ever approach again. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Kuhumi and beloved Moria. Our love comes back to you all. And may it forever expand to hold victory everywhere. That which is of the light abides. To the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, we call to be enfolded in its blazing heart presence. And the luminous presence of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it. And pouring into its distress, this invincible command of the sacred fire to forbid the existence of that which defies and opposes the victorious Christ perfection of eternity. May we blaze that sacred fire without limit forever. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence and mighty Kutyumi, blessed Moria, the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with the cosmic Christ flame from the heart of the great central sun of the invincible command to life. Send it forth to envelop the earth with that forbidding command that the shadows of the Antichrist and all that has caused them is forever consumed, and the people of the light go forward eternally, invincibly free. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command, compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way and without passing through the change called death, that we may fulfill beloved Master Jesus' words and those of beloved Saint Germain and Daddy and the great ones to the freedom of the earth for eternity. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations from the great central sun necessary to send forth that command of a sacred fire to forbid the hordes of the shadows' existence anywhere so long as eternity lasts.